On a very different note, now that the New Jersey State Fair is done for this year, there you sit, wondering what are you going to do with all that swag you picked up from the numerous organizations and businesses that were set up at the fair. It made me think about what a friend of mine told me one time. Her and her church have a booth at the fair every year, where they counsel people with the God's Word, hand out information about the church, as well as pocket Bibles. They have Bibles with covers that have different colors, and every year, there are people who come up and start taking one Bible of each color. People with the church will politely say to the person how what's between the cover is the same no matter what the color of the cover is, so can you please just take one so more people can receive the Word of God? Some understand, while there are others who throw the Bibles they picked up back on the table in anger and storm off. Lesson from this is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God proclaimed to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God told Moses to go to the people of Israel with instruction, Moses said, "Oh, they won't believe me." He asked God, who should he say told him these truths? And God replied, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 reveals the eternal status our Lord and Savior exists in. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. We read in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9, about the eternal God and what's needed from us to receive our eternal reward. And having been perfected, he, meaning Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. This is why those who seek to change the meaning of the Word of God will forever fail. That's just falling prey to the lies of the devil when they do something like that. It's us who need to change our ways as we come to God to receive all that his love and his grace provides.